time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tell me a look at how last night played out. First period, I think there were 9 faceoffs in the first period. You won 2 of them. You win some faceoffs there throughout the course of the rest of the game. Generate some puck possession time. Changes a lot when you win a draw as compared to playing defense right away, doesn't it?
Well, especially on the penalty kill, and that's what we were talking about. Judge really was strong on the kill, and it brought back the years of Owen Sillinger when our penalty kill was at 88, 89. But Owen was probably 70%. He was 60% overall, but he was probably 70% on penalty kill faceoffs. He just took a lot of pride in it, and we're not spending as much time in the zone. We're getting clears. We're getting good line changes. We're wearing down their killers, and I guess that's what I'm talking about, that our penalty kill was, our faceoffs were really good on the kill last night. Hopefully that'll carry over into tonight.
You look at the penalty kill number just on paper last night, and it's looks like holy smokes, because you killed off, quote-unquote, the 2 5-minute majors. But prior to that, once you get a kill, how do you have to reset that penalty kill to really get some sustained clears, get some sustained neutral zone time where you're not just camped out in your defensive end the whole night?
You got to win faceoffs. I mean, what we just talked, that's the biggest thing, is just you got to win faceoffs, and then you get good line changes. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing right there. And then, you know what, the more you kill in a particular game, it's weird, but that word confidence does carry over.
0-0 after the first on the road in the playoffs. Coach will take that every day, won't he?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I'll take 1-0 on the road and with a lead after 2 periods every day of the week, too. So, but it doesn't matter. It's a 60-minute game.
3 consecutive goals against in, say, October is a challenge. How much more of a challenge is it this time of the year when the crowd can get going and that other team can really start feeling it?
Well, especially when they've established possession and the third period was going downhill. I mean, it was uphill for us and downhill for them.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. Talked about Jackson Jennings on the faceoff dot in the first segment, but he was named one of the finalists for the league's defensive forward of the year. What sorts of things goes into a player being that kind of guy where he can separate from, you know, the rest of the league in that regard?
I just think defensive situations, faceoffs. Take a look at he took the most faceoffs in the league. That tells you that, obviously, I have a lot of trust in him. But a lot of those faceoffs are in the defensive zone. He's the number one penalty killer. That's a defensive responsibility. He's on the ice the last minute of a game if we're up a goal, down a goal. He also has that ability of making a play and scoring a big goal. So he just kind of, he has that, you know, it's basically, he's a clutch player. And to me, the defensive forward is a clutch player. And that's what we're voting on.
Does it have to be a center?
No. Be anybody. I mean, but centermen are usually the ones for it because they're put in more defensive situations and the other coaches are more aware of a center than they are a wing.
I remember back to the start of the year, and I don't want to say the faceoffs were a major concern, but you guys were getting beat on a consistent basis. That changed. Was it more time spent in practice? Was it more of a mindset change, or did just kind of that's how the season played out.
Just the way the season plays out. Sometimes you can't put a finger on it. I mean, we don't spend any more time on the faceoffs. We spend the same amount of time, I should say, I'll clarify that. We spend the same amount of faceoffs every week since I've been a head coach for 24 years. There's a spot in our practices for a faceoff. That's when we do it. And a lot of it's just mindset, and that's all it is.
You know, a lot of the guys that get recruited as forwards in college were centers. In junior hockey, were centers growing up. So they've all taken faceoffs. What makes some guys just flat out better than other guys?
Oh, gosh. Timing, strength. Pride. I don't know. There's technique. I mean, there's a lot of factors that play into it. And, you know, just some guys have the it factor, Schultzy, and we always hear that it factor in any sport, every situation. Some people are just better. They're just better face-off players than other players. It's just the way it is. And just like they are better skaters or better shooters or better puck handlers or have better hockey sense. That's no, you know, being a centerman and being a face-up guy is no different.
You know, there are teams that are historically really good on the power plays, teams that are historically really good on the penalty kill. To me, you've always had at least one guy who's, you know, your quote-unquote go-to guy, and probably every team has a quote go-to guy. There's only four guys a night generally that are taking faceoffs, but what is it about this program, this history, that you've always seemed to have at least a guy?
Well, I think everybody does. I don't want to sit there and put our program on a pedestal. I mean, every program has a guy, and every program has a good guy, so I just think that's just the way it goes.
How do those other centers feed off of one guy, though, that's the guy?
Well, I hope. I mean, they just do. They just know the guys know the food chain.